Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Hey, here we go. It is another PJ and Jim podcast known to you as Glory Days. And actually, just some, this is the 102nd
episode, yeah.
Episode of this podcast, right?
Amazing,
which means
yeah.
that last week was 101.
Yeah.
We missed a trick. We could have done, you know the way they always say that thing about Room 101?
I do, yeah.
From George Orwell or...
Yeah, 1984.
1984, yeah. Where, what is it? You put everything that you think is rubbish into Room 101, isn't
it? The things you really hate, they go into Room 101. So like there was a TV show, Room 101, and you brought things you hated and the audience voted whether they belonged to
them. Yeah, Frank Skinner used to do it, didn't he?
That's right, yeah. But I think we didn't miss a trick. I think if things that you hate go into Room 101... And this is 102. Well, number one is a piss, and the number two is a shite. So it's the things that you hate going to Room 101, but things that are absolutely shit go into Room 102.
Right.
And this is what we can do this week. We can focus on, you know, not that we would ever be pessimistic, but let's just
in any way negative.
Let's spend the next 10 minutes talking about what's absolutely fucking shit in life. And whatever that might be.
It's a very PJ and Jim approach to something, isn't it?
It is,
yes. Yes, there is the conventional way of doing it. Of course there is.
Yeah.
Yes, there's the way that's been probably practiced for, you know, decades, if not centuries. But no,
different
you've
way.
Always been a thought leader, buddy.
When it comes to pessimism.
Giving up on your dreams, lowering your expectations.
Widening the belt. Settling for less. Yeah, absolutely. Giving away all your possessions because somebody's going to take them off you anyway. Let's do this. Yeah, let's go this way. Let me tell you, here we go. I've got a fucking list because I hate loads of things. The fact that I paid $6.70 for a pint in the city, that can get in the bin.
$6.70. And that was a pint of Smittix. It wasn't even a proper
pint
drink. Unbelievable. Imagine if you'd have bought a proper drink like a Guinness or a lager or something.
Imagine how much a Moretti costs. You probably have to swap a Maserati to get a Moretti now in the city. So that can go piss its pants.
Actually, how much is a Moretti?
I smashed the car on me poxy car. That can go in 102. A Moretti's more than the car. So there you go. That's the answer to your question.
Yeah.
20 fucking grand it costs for a shit lager in a poxy glass.
You say you smashed it. Although, did you technically smash your car?
I smashed the wheel.
Let's say the one that brought it to your attention was your fault. There may possibly have been other elements
involved. I'll tell you what Jim is leaning on here, and he's right to not to make it evasive so he doesn't get in trouble. But here's what happens. I'm going out with an American who has
the phrase is exceptional.
She has the spatial awareness of an elephant on heroin, right? And she has this phrase when she's driving that curbs don't count. Curbs don't count. So you can bash any part of the car, that's except for the wheels. You can scratch them, beat them, bash them, beat them, rip lumps
Fry
off the tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curbs don't count there. Waffles. Yeah. Can't be versatile.
So the,
curbs
so
don't
the
count.
Sides of paths.
Everything.
That's
how she
not.
Parks. She parks by sound. She parks by sound, yeah. That's how she does it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And our road is so narrow, so they get battered and beaten all the time, right?
Yeah.
And finally, they've given up the ghost, right? So curbs don't count. That's the way it is.
I mean, to be fair to her, it is partly your own fault for having a Batmobile. I mean, you know, if you will insist on having a lunacy kind of like you've got wheels that are, you know, I mean, is there any tires on them?
Well, okay,
you know
they're low profile wheels. They look dead sexy. When I bought the car, I'm not afraid to say it. I wasn't unsexy myself. Now, I'm a middle-aged dad of two babies. And the car is completely unsuitable. Oh, no, I'm not sexy. I've got candle tits. You know, you can set fire to me nipples and they just look like normal drippy candles. And Candle Tits Matsakakans is my name.
Yeah.
And I'm a dad and I'm putting on a bit of weight.
So
the car is unsuitable. So, yeah.
She's doing you a favour. You know what I mean?
By scratching the bollocks out of everything.
Let's face it. What you probably need is a nice people carrier.
Oh, you bastard. You... utter bastard. Of everything you've ever said to me, I've always been able to take a joke.
Of all the insults I've thrown your way.
He's called me a dildo head. He said that my birth cert I made myself with crayons. that I don't know how to find my way around the house when the doors are open. He said all these things, and now you've hurt me feelings.
Yeah.
My
because
God.
I have to say, because one thing that PJ does, to be fair to him, like, he's very authentic in lots of ways. And one of the things is his love of cars and bikes and stuff, right? Motorbikes in particular. But you do like a bit of heritage.
I
you
do know what I mean? Like you a bit like of heritage.
A
I
Triumph
do.
Or a
Harley,
yeah,
even.
Or a Harley or whatever.
Yeah, or BSAs and Nortons.
Yeah,
and our old, even our old Hondas and classics, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not
so the idea of you getting into effectively
fucking Qashqai or something. Fucking Nissan or something. Like, you know what I mean? They're grand. They do the job. But, like, they have the, you know,
the personality.
The personality of a writing desk. You know, they feel like you're sitting as a moving writing desk, you know.
Yeah.
Laminate writing desk, so you can rush food off.
And, of course, the other thing is that I think we've established that you're a great man for enjoying a nice bell and whistle.
I do like a bell and whistle. Like, but a good one. I don't like the new cars are shit, man. All new cars are shit. You know, all of them.
Yeah.
For this reason. Like, I love bells and whistles. They used to mean cruise control.
Mm.
Bose speakers. You know, that's what it used to mean. Now, it's, you get into the car, you try to start it, and it goes, seatbelt. You go, fucking okay. You put on your seatbelt, and then it's like, change gear. Hey, wow, fat fuck. Hey, change gear. Hey, fucker. Change gear. Curbs count. Alerts for everything.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Speed limit.
This is a 60.
Move to middle lane.
Middle of the lane. It's like sitting next to your da when you were learning to drive going, Jesus, for fuck's sake, watch where you're going.
Yeah.
Don't turn round here. For fuck's sake, what are you doing now? Yeah.
Look left.
You're just there going, if you're that smart car, you fucking do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's, what's the other ones they have? Oh, they're tired. You're too tired to drive the car, Tommy. I had to rent a Volkswagen Golf last week, or a couple of weeks ago. And I'm on the way home. I was driving for over 6 hours. And I was coming out. And then the car starts going, boom, take a break, have a coffee. You're driving too long. I'm saying, it's literally none of your fucking business. You're not even alive. Bing.
Yeah.
Starts doing bing. Whoa.
But it must be
take
amazing.
A break.
If you have to drive for a living and your car is shouting at you, and you're going, oh yeah, and are you going to pay the bills, are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to explain that as to why I didn't do a day's work?
Yes.
Are you going to tell me, boss?
Exactly.
Why I fell asleep in a lay-by.
Oh, man. And because I smashed my car, I've borrowed a hybrid at the moment, you know?
Oh,
and
man.
The hybrid starts going, hey, you're using a lot of power there. It starts doing this thing. Whoa. Think about the battery. It starts to, you're like, oh.
You
my.
Of all people to be in a hybrid.
Oh, fuck.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do you know how many bunny rabbits you're out there killing there with your carry on?
Yeah.
Burning fossil
Jesus.
Fuels.
Jesus, do you not care about the air intake of lizards? I couldn't give a shit. I need to get to Sligo. Like, really soon, you know?
Wow.
I got a kid in the back on. Because I have two.
That's their version of those car alerts.
Oh, yeah. Well, him, anyway. She's great. She's an angel. But he is, like, we don't even use a pram for him anymore. We just keep him in a parrot's cage with a blanket over in case he hurts someone. Feed him raw meat and all.
Yeah.
I took him out to the Lewis last week and he must have smelled sausages because he was like... We're going to have to get an exorcism. She got her vaccinations and he had an exorcism.
Oh, God. So basically, your life has now just been... You've just been immersed in noise.
Noise, of everything.
So, like, you can't actually escape it. Like, you know, sometimes... Remember, there was a time you used to escape to your car for peace and quiet. Remember, there was nothing like a drive. You wouldn't even turn the radio on. You'd jump in your car and you'd head off to the coast or something.
Yeah.
Or you'd go whatever, you know. As we've often said, right, which is really embarrassing, but we've done this, both of us separately, have done this thing where you would literally just drive to a municipal car park.
Car park.
And just sit there on your own.
I'm not even shopping. I'm just sitting in a Super Value car park.
The peace and quiet.
Yeah, looking out the window.
I've had me lunch on garage forecourts.
So same here.
Literally sitting in the car going, it's just...
Oh, jeez. I went into McDonald's yesterday for a Coke and just sat there. And then I was telling Jim this earlier. It was like, I came home last night. It feels like a year ago. I came home last night. It was late. I was out late working, doing all the book signings and everything. Okay, and walked into the kitchen and I picked up a bottle of whiskey. And she could hear the, you know, this, that sort of like... You know,
that glass
that noise
or whatever.
And I was like, And she goes, are you really having a whiskey now? So I poured it real quick and necked a huge one down. Put the bottle down and went, no. And she's there, you're not drinking in there, are you? I was there, I'm not fucking drunk. I was standing like 8 feet away from her at all times in case she could smell it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whiskey is slightly potent, you know.
And also the fact, the other thing about it is, whatever,
I just like stared into the glass. I swear she goes, are you drinking? I literally just took 10 seconds, stared into the glass, drank it back and went, no.
And the thing about it is, whatever about being caught by somebody, you know, having a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
To be caught out by an American.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like...
Oh, the judgment.
Are you in denial about your drinking?
Yeah, I know.
Are you... You're denying your...
I know.
You're an alcoholic. Do you need to go and see somebody?
That's it.
I had one drink. I had one whiskey.
Are you taking your medication, PJ? She gives me all that then. Are you taking your medication? I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, not with the drink,
sake.
I'm not.
I'm there, well, I didn't fucking wash the pills down with it, no. Are you taking it all at once? I'm like, oh, give me a fucking break. I'm tired.
Oh,
yeah. You know, you can't, because you're right. It's like, you know, it's an analysis. Everything's an analysis.
She'll tell all her friends, he's in denial.
He's
about
in
his
denial.
Drinking.
I
caught him drinking whiskey.
Yeah, I'm worried about his drinking. He had what in America would be a quadruple. I know it's only a regular shot here. I think he's a. You know, so I drew him a picture of a train and I said, this is the train to alcoholism and I believe you may be on it. You know, you're like, you don't have to explain it like that.
But
like,
oh,
if I do it again this week, we'll talk. I won't, right? I'm over it. It wasn't worth it now.
You don't realise. I'd had a rough day with the car. The car was giving me shit all day.
The car was giving me shit all day. You've no idea what it's like holding onto a steering wheel with it screaming at you all day. You're here with two babies. It's easy.
Yeah. Oh man. So we've decided that, in summary, our room 102, it's getting modern cars.
Modern cars.
It's getting
expensive points.
Expensive points. Psychoanalysis.
Psychoanalysis can get in the bin. Yeah, that can get into the bin.
And any other form of loud noises.
Anything loud, yeah. Anything loud at all, yeah.
It's straight into room 102.
Oh, jeez. And you want to see, it's an amazing, I tell you. It's amazing how long a show can go on when you have kids, isn't it? You'd be in there for it. What are you doing in there? What do you think I'm doing in here? I don't know. No one can be in there for 2 fucking hours with a dirty ass. What are you doing? Having a shave. You're shaving and you're shitting for 3 hours. Yeah, I'll be out in a minute. Yeah. Somebody else in this house might like to use their toilet. Go to the fucking garden. You're safe behind the door.
What a brilliant insight. It's the journey of parenting. Fabulous. That's the next book.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week. Have a listen to these and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
One of the things, I suppose, that we've always confessed on this show is that you wouldn't necessarily come for the factual content.
Not normally.
To be fair, right? Normally we don't... it's not as though we pride ourselves on... providing information.
And I'll also say this in our defence. It's not artistic interpretation, or it's not like, let's never let the truth get in the way of a good story. It's none of that. It's just blind inaccuracy sometimes, you know.
Yeah. And also, we're not that interested in
the detail.
Of, yeah.
You know.
Or the... Just the factual element of anything,
it's
really.
It's rather like, why is this funny? Is always, you know, you read
exactly.
Everything every day, open the papers and go, okay, look at this story. Why is this funny? And try and figure it out from there. I think that's the ethos, really.
That's our modus operandi.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, but not today, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen. No, today it's all facts here.
Genuine facts.
So QI, the show QI, I don't know, it must be 20 years now on or something like
great
that.
Great show.
And... they really do provide some just really interesting tidbits, you know.
Yeah.
And they've put a whole list of them together. And some of them are great. Some of them are just really, they're not exactly hilarious, but they're just great to know. So it's this one, for example. During the Christmas truce of 1914, you know, the famous truce for Christmas, where the Germans and the English
the
and French,
football match
they all came out, they played football and everything. Apparently, totally true, one lad... was on the in the English army, met a guy from the German army, and he goes, Jerry, is that you? And he goes, Tommy. And I went, no way. And he goes, you used to be the barber in Holborn, you used to cut me hair. And he goes, I did, yeah. And he goes, Listen, I know we're going to be shooting at each other tomorrow, but is there any chance you could fit in a haircut? And he did it. He actually did it.
A lad got a haircut.
Yes,
of a fella who he was prepared to shoot the next day.
Yeah, and he did. He goes, "Yeah, no worries, Tommy." And they caught up at all times. He goes, "Jez, mad's the L war." And I goes, "Yeah, tell me about it." Anyway, you know, hopefully he won't shoot the arse off you tomorrow. And they went back to their trenches and he had a fresh haircut. It's bananas. Yeah,
you do have to look well, I suppose, if you're going to war.
Don't you? And look
you
at this.
Heck.
This is great as well. And this is a bit dark, but in Dublin Airport, apparently, in the unclaimed lost property office, you know, well, not the unclaimed lost property. That it, you know what I mean. There's a two...
Again, just to point out, we don't normally do facts. Yeah. We're not sort of used to it. We don't even know how to present them.
Not really.
We don't really normally deal in actual details.
But apparently there's a tombstone in there that was left behind as a piece of luggage and no one knows who had it. And written on it is, "You will always be remembered and never forgotten."
To be fair, the person that owns it, it's got to be a struggle for them to claim it, isn't it?
Isn't it, yeah? How do you do that? Yeah, yeah. I mean... Yeah, unless Jerry got it for Tommy.
You see, mind you, that's it's like you chose some of those kind of like, you know, almost poignant facts.
Oh,
you
yeah.
chose, you know, like somebody, like the friendship over war and...
Yeah,
and,
exactly,
and
yeah.
A lost tombstone. Whereas I was immediately drawn to the fact that ostriches have four knees.
Yeah, see, there you go now. Now you're talking. Now we're into the interesting stuff. Four knees.
Do ostriches really have four knees?
Imagine giving an ostrich a knee replacement. You'd be like, which one? Where'd even start?
Four knees would be very handy.
And here's a really
four
good...
Four knees. Actually, I could do with a spare set of knees.
Oh, well, yeah.
My knees aren't great.
Well, there's a fella down our local pub. He's gone through two hips and three knees. So.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, all in the same place as mine. He just didn't get a knee put into the back of his head or anything.
No.
But check this out.
As long as he didn't get a knee put in where his hip's supposed to be, that'll never work for him.
Might do. Make your knee click by just sitting down on the toilet.
Mm.
You know when they made 50 Fabergé eggs, Mr. Fabergé himself, he made exquisite Fabergé eggs worth a fortune. Out there somewhere in the world, he also made one Fabergé potato. So there's a Fabergé potato in the world, which I never knew.
That's incredible.
And it's worth millions.
I'm like, not surprised.
Millions.
I mean...
I don't even know what Fabergé eggs are for, but they do.
They're just to be... expensive and lovely, really, aren't they? I mean, I'd love to see a Fabergé potato because, like, did he do it with all the sort of irregularities in it? You know what I mean? That must have been a hell of a feat of jewellery making.
Without the irregularities of a potato.
You know what I mean? Because otherwise it's just going to look very similar to an egg if you didn't put all the humps and bumps in it.
Yeah, there must be something particularly potato-y about it, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Did you know that peas can be used to treat constipation in fish?
What are you talking about? Peas, like frozen peas.
I'm just giving you one of the facts.
I would read these all day. Yeah. I would read these all day. George V, look at this, had a tattoo of a dragon on his arm. A philodox of somebody who loves their own opinion. Well, I've never met any of them. Not around here.
We've stumbled across there.
A philodox.
Mr. Philodox over there.
Oh my God. I hate to say it. But I am indeed a philodox.
There is something very entertaining, isn't there, about those kind of like weird facts.
And the Irish, the average Irish person goes through 50 beer mats per person every year. There's a really weird and Irish specific sort
of... Say that again. The average Irish person says what?
Goes through 50 beer mats per person per year. You go through about 50. So when you think about it, you buy a pint, right? You keep your beer mat for the next one, the next one, the next one. Sometimes you swap over. And
yeah,
then
unless you get one of those people who absolutely shreds it every time.
Yeah,
one of those
yeah.
Nervous people who just shreds it into like confetti
while
they're sitting there.
So I suppose that adds up to like, when you think about it, it makes sense. Because you go to the pub roughly once a week, roughly on average. I know some people go every day, some people go every couple, whatever. 52 weeks in a year, you take a couple of holidays, that's it. That's your 50 beer mats. Makes sense.
Right. You put a lot. That's the most work I've seen you put into anything ever.
I didn't like it.
That out,
I really didn't like it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even sure that what you said makes sense, but it was a joy to see you kind of like, you know, so enthusiastic about it.
No, I have to read something more stupid to put me at ease. So here's a good one. Horses have three facial expressions.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
It symbolises, I suppose, the beginning of winter, really, as we know it. And the time of year, apparently, where our own homes start to freak us out a little bit.
Of course. The darker it's the time evenings. Of ghouls.
Ghouls and ghouls
that go bump in the night.
Ghoulies and ghosts that, yeah, howl around the house and all of that. And it means that we get freaked out regardless. So it's when we sort of like, we're walking through the house and you get a cool draft up your back and go, mother, yeah, someone's at the wall going to open me grave. You
really?
Know this thing.
Not just who left that door open.
No, they go,
it's actually, it has to go full sort of, oh my God, that was a supernatural.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was the back door's open.
No,
no, it wasn't. It was supernatural.
Someone's after Johnson on me. Go, you know, you do that. Start getting freaked out. And you know when a lights start to flicker or they dim a little without you knowing, you're sitting there and then everything gets a bit dim and all you go,
that is a bit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is there somebody here?
Like you're going to have an impromptu seance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you
speak
know that
now. Send your message.
Yeah.
No, just the obviously the bulbs on the blink. No.
No.
Somebody's trying to get a message.
No, it's
through
the ghost
from the other side.
It's the ghost of Jim McCabe. He's not dead yet. Oh.
Oh, I tell you, have you seen him?
The
you
other
won't
world.
Be wrong.
The other world is calling. The other world is calling. And you know, you start to notice cobwebs in corners and in the lights, and you start to think, jeepers, how long has that been there?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
creepy
things
crawlies.
And opening doors, and you're like, I don't remember opening that door. Do you ever do that? Or I don't remember closing that window. Mother of God!
And if anything, no, if anything falls.
Oh, if anything
that's
falls.
That's always a weird one, you know. So it could be anything. Like
the laundry just, room. I'm yeah. sitting there watching telly and you just hear, like, hello? Hello? You know, that sort of thing. Hear it again then. Yeah. Hey!
Because,
what's going on?
Because, yeah, it's like the thing we said before. Even as a grown-up. You know, you're doing that thing, say, if you're going to bed or whatever, and you put off the lights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever.
You run to the toilet.
What
in the nip.
You're
trying to get there.
You're walking upstairs, you turn off the lights or whatever, and suddenly you get that moment of, even as an adult, you just get that moment of, God, it's very dark.
It's very dark.
It is very dark, actually.
Jeez, I don't like this at all. You're trying to feel the wall. Where's the bleeding light switch? I'm freaking out. I'm going to have a panic attack. Can't find the light switch. And you know that thing, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you'd be there with your missus and all, you'd hear a noise, and you'd be like, well, there's somebody in the house. Do you ever do that? And she's like, go and see who it is. You go see who it is.
That's actually, I'm glad you mentioned that.
You go see who it is.
And that this is a
he
very,
won't hurt you.
This is
me he wants.
This is a very lad thing, right? Where they, you know, if you say it to a lad in you know, a lad in a pub or a lad anywhere, you know, I'll tell you, anybody came into our house, they'd be sorry. I'll tell you something. Oh, if he came into her, he'd be leaving in parts.
Yeah,
they're all
getting
like
in a
that.
Headlock like that. Like throw him out the window.
And then the actual moment comes.
Yeah, and they're like,
and you're in the house, and you're suddenly like,
"Hello,
I've called the police.
I have a hurling stick here. Don't mess with me.
Yeah,
the guards are on the way.
Yeah, I'm not. I have a dog.
I'm related to a sergeant." Okay.
All of a sudden, the bravery goes straight out the window.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I have a rifle. I loaded it and everything.
Or that idea yeah. of saying to, you know, pretending like you're yeah. Like you're not taking it seriously. And yeah. you say to your other half,
you go down. Have a look.
Yeah, you have. Sure, it's nothing. It's nothing. I'm not going down there. You haven't even got me jeans on.
Yeah.
You have a look. Yeah, let me know if there's anything you need me for.
Out in the garden.
Because
going.
Secretly you're going, I'm not going down there.
Yeah, out in the gardens are going, you know, something happens in the garden. Yeah. And she goes out to have a look and you're there. Can you see anything? Answer me. Kelly, can you see anything?
Should I ring for help?
And then she moves the green bin under. Mother of Jesus, I'm out the front door.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
If there's a place to be, it's obviously, I think it's Tipperary. Is it Tipperary? If the headlines are anything to go by, Tipperary.
Tipperary,
I
yeah.
I think, is it Tipperary?
It is, yes. It's the Tipperary Star, particular, that has a headline today. Brace yourselves, ladies
yeah,
and gentlemen.
Yeah, because you'll want to make your way here. You will want to. People will be literally jumping into, knocking off work early, jumping into their cars to get to this place.
Headline story in the paper today, Tipperary Star. You can't beat meeting at the local shop. Tipperary women have bumped into each other. And there's a picture of the three women who met in the shop.
Yeah.
At a local centre, and the story in full, start to finish, is Bridget, Bernie, and Anna catching up on the news in the centre of Temple Moor. See this week's Tipperary Star for more news in Temple Moor. Is literally what it says.
Because initially when you see the picture and you see the headline, you think to yourself, well, obviously it must be. There's obviously more to it. They're, you know, maybe they long lost friends and they hadn't seen each other in, I don't know, 20 years or something. And then suddenly imagine just the coincidence of it. Obviously that's what makes it a news story. But no.
No, no.
No.
No. That's it. That
it's
is it.
Literally three. The story is effectively three people who live in a village met each other in the shop.
Well, I mean, that's just Tipperary, Jim. And you may say that's not news, but I mean, these things can
Did
go
we
anywhere.
Spot that the headline of that story has more words in it than the story.
The story itself, yeah. And it made me look at other regional newspapers. It's always our friends in Britain that do this
we
better than anyone
this.
Else. And in Ham and High, which is apparently a village in England, they had police were called to an argument in a creperie. Everything was settled. And no charges were brought. There's the story in full. In full. And you might think that
Brilliant.
That's not a big deal.
Crime.
I think that's not a big deal. What about this one, though? At Swansea Town Council, they are considering getting a colour photocopier. Yep, the current one is black and white. Some of the staff think it needs replacing. It would make good sense, but it has to be put to the vote. Swansea will bring that news next week as it happens.
I mean, Swansea's quite a large place.
Well, you think
that's
not the only story in Swansea. Don't forget, in the evening news about a month ago, it was on the billboard outside the local shop that a cat had indeed hopped into a delivery van. Yeah, I love it. These stories are amazing.
That was on a billboard.
It was on a billboard.
The reason to buy the paper was because a cat had jumped into a delivery van.
It's no longer there, and we don't know where the cat came from or who the owners are, but it did jump into
the driver
delivery
definitely
van.
Saw it hopping in.
It did, yeah, he did see it in there. Now, some of the billboards get even better than that. If you lived in Weston on Somerset, in the last few weeks, there was a story on one of the billboards, puddle splash victim has vowed revenge. So, if you were driving a red Vauxhall Corsa in the area, be warned, the person you splashed at the bus stop has vowed revenge.
Puddle splash victim.
Yeah, yeah. Nearly as stressful as the man in Exeter who had a seagull torn off his television and fly away.
No. Sorry, what is that? I've just spotted one of your papers.
Yes, in Bilton. Is this the one you're talking about in Bilton?
Oh my God.
Where a woman found a hat in a tree. So if anyone in Bilton may have lost a hat, a woman has found it. Amazingly, the story didn't say where to reclaim it. But I guess Bilton is a small place, yeah.
Wow. But look at the end of it.
Yeah.
Look at the owner now has until the 10th of April to reclaim the hat, after which it will be destroyed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
After which it will be destroyed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
that's extraordinary. You'd love to live in places where that's the height of the news.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
A woman found a hat in a tree.
Yeah, yeah. And back to Wales in Llewellyn Town Council, they've decided to start stacking their new tables in a different way to see if it will prevent the ongoing damage. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Because I tell you something, the one that sticks in my mind, I remember you told us this. This has gone, I don't know how many years ago this is, where there was a headline in one of the papers in England, and it was the time that the Pope had died.
Yeah, that was really good, yeah.
Right, I think you need to rephrase that.
Well, it wasn't relevant to Bradford at the time.
Was it someplace in England, right?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Where literally, and the headline was, Pope dies just 8 years after visiting.
Like, I know you get stuck for news the odd time. I know that happens. And you have to write something. But if you were in, if you bought the Narbert and Whitland Observer, Last year, you may have seen the headline that the new footpath is proving very popular.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Still to come, of course, we will be doing our Friday feature.
Our bouquet. Don't forget, we're doing our bouquet, as Jim calls it now.
Okay, it was a mistake, okay? I don't want this to turn into another melon situation.
I love it.
Right. The one time I made a mistake, I meant to say pineapple, I said melon, and I was never allowed to live it down.
That's because he said he wants melon on his pizza, which
I meant pineapple.
The most melon-headed thing.
No.
And today, of all days, you said it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's in the papers and all about people like you, you know.
What?
People who are willy-nilly throwing the English language around like it doesn't matter, like
it
grammar is
nothing.
It
was a mistake!
You know? It's just, I'm just saying, for many people, it says in the paper, you've heard Dan talking about it in the news this morning, it can drive people mad.
What, saying the wrong thing?
Bad grammar, yeah.
That's not bad grammar. That's misuse of a word.
Well, excuse him, woo. Because tenses within a sentence, confusing singulars and plurals and double negatives and misusing commas. People who say things like, I'm only after eating a porridge there. It was lovely. Or
you say that all the time.
Aren't I after telling you that I did? Say that all the time. Aren't I after telling you that? Jeebus. You can't say nothing around here without someone saying something. You can't say nothing.
Okay.
You can't say nothing without someone jumping down your mouth.
So this is the new irritant.
It's a new irritant, yeah. And then, the people who say things like, Anne and Mike is going skiing, apparently. You know, you can't...
Using the singular instead of the plural.
Well, I can't... Well, I have to be honest with you. I've read that probably 4 or 5 times and I cannot see what is wrong with it. So there you go. And there's loads of them. There's absolutely loads of them. And then people have...
Are you saying in language, in spoken language, or are you saying...
Both. Written. Like, you know, people, if you think someone's quite smart or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say the bomber is smart, but you know the bomber that texts in the show here?
Yeah.
He's actually, in fairness...
Was
made for him. Because you know the way you talk to him when he talks in like he's been a demonic possession. It's all like, you're like, can you text it to me? And then you get a text off him. And his text would be something like, you don't know what's going there now. Can I come see later on tonight? Ours is points. What's happening there? Going to be around 8 o'clock. Yeah, got that? You're like, I don't know what you're saying. Don't need capital letters or that punctuation. Ha ha, snobs don't even know how to do understanding of text, right? Ha, see you later, maybe 9. And you're like, I don't know what you're trying to get to. Don't be starting all that now. Every time, can't even open downs with the mouth. Can't even text nothing with you. What's going on, capitals is on Francis in Paris. And you're like, what are you actually...
Right.
On about.
Okay.
What are you on about?
Okay.
You know.
I think I understand where you're going with this.
And then you see signs that, you know that sign you see in some toilets where you go into and it goes, don't put anything in the toilet except for toilet roll. And you're like, well, what am I going to do now? Have a slash in the sink? Like, you have to be specific.
Right.
You have to be specific.
And who's driving this kind of precision in language now? Or where did this come from? Who's getting the ick with it?
Well, I'll tell you where I believe this started. There was a woman wrote a book called Eats, Shoots and Leaves, right?
Yeah.
As in a panda eats, shoots and leaves.
Yeah.
But the way she wrote it as a title was, a panda what eats, then he shoots a gun and then he leaves.
Yeah.
And she says, it's just outrageous. She wrote this book about how grammar is so important and it's absolutely... And it started essentially a grammar movement. And I think this is essentially, this story today, is a sneaky press release from the grammar Nazis of the world.
Right,
that's what I believe.
Because Rob has been on, he's at their WhatsApp and in. I've done it, haven't I? He's after WhatsApp and in.
He's after what's in it, yeah.
See, it's too long I've been spending with you. I used to be quite well spoken back in the day.
He did, yeah.
Rob says that his wife changes people's genders in the middle of a sentence. She'll say, he went into the shop and then she bought 5 apples. So he went in and then became she while they were in there.
What do they sell with them apples? That is a really crazy collection of apples, you know?
Yeah.
What? You have to pay a lot for those apples, don't you?
He certainly went
in, came out, and she came out. That's an expensive apple there.
That certainly is.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, there's table, all the signs I'm reading now as well.
Oh, I see what you mean. So if you forget to use the comma.
Yeah, so like, tables are for eating, right?
Yeah.
Customers only. But when you don't put a comma, it says tables are for eating, customers only.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to go in and eat a customer. I tell you, do you know what the bomber would say about that?
What?
You don't know how, that's crazy, don't even understand. What's wrong with it? Where are you going then, see at nine?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Oh, there you go, folks. A few bits from during the week.
Yeah, thanks for listening to that there. I just had a huge whiskey. Don't tell anyone.
That's the other thing, actually. We should start, you know, some of the conversations we have, we should start putting up warnings. Now, not warnings about foul language or, you know, Pete may find this offensive or any of that.
Yeah.
Our warning should be, listen, don't tell anybody I said that. Yet.
Don't tell anyone. Whatever you do, don't tell anyone about this podcast.
Yeah. Other people are out there promoting their podcast.
Yeah, really.
Like, now, listen, don't tell anybody I said that, yeah? And don't, like, make sure they don't listen.
Yeah, yeah, don't tell anyone about it. You know, tell it it exists, but don't be a time to listen to it now or not, like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I don't want that getting back to her.
This is basically just kind of therapy me and Jim are trying to get paid for instead of paying for.
That's pretty much it.
You know, yeah,
that's pretty much it. Right, okay, that's it. That's your hours done. I'll see you next week, same time.
See you next week, same time. Thank you. I feel we worked out on some of my anger issues. I'll start this week. I'll do my homework.
Yeah.
Shorter shites and less whiskey in the night time.
If you don't mind, yeah.
Thank you.
Remember, that train to alcoholism is never far away.
I'm on the last carriage now, but I could be in first class in a fucking morning.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.